This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, the recording has started.
Thank you, Desiree. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. My name is Olivier Carfana-Blon, and I'm chairing today's call for the Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance on the 29th of January, 2016. The time is 16:04 UTC. Let's start with a roll call, Desiree, please.
Okay, in the room we have Olivier Krepin-Leblanc, Alan Greenberg, Gengesh Varma, Greg Shatton, Jim Prendergast, Matthew Shears, Bill Drake has just come in, and for staff we have Vinny Makovsky and myself, Desiree Cabrera.
Thank you, Desiree. Have we missed anybody in the roll call? Don't hear anybody shouting out their names, so the roll call is complete. Today's agenda is going to be rather shorter than usual, unless anybody has to add something in any other business. We'll start with a review of one basic thing. We'll start with the follow-up to the proposal for the WESIS forum that we talked about during our last call. And after that, we'll have a discussion on the GAC public safety session and the Eurodic preparation, two meetings that took place in Brussels earlier this week. Are there any additional orders of business or topics that anybody would like to add to this agenda? Going once, going twice. Seeing no hands and hearing no one, I gather the agenda is adopted. So our next point is agenda item two, our action items last week. Two action items. One was to link both the ICANN and the timeline from Marilyn Cade on the wiki. Desiree, I think you've updated some of these, some of the links on the wiki, have you?
Yes, they're on the main page, both timelines.
Okay, thanks. So if you go over to the Cross-Community Working Group's main main wiki page, you'll be able to link up to both of these timelines. And we did have some time last week to look through these. We probably will be going through these in the future again so as to focus our work on specific points. Are there any questions that can, or any addition to this? I don't hear anyone. Okay. Then the second action item was to schedule a call regarding the WESIS proposal prior to the to this current call, and indeed that's what's happened, and this is why we're having the next agenda item as being the preparation for this proposal. Okay, I see in the chat that Bill Drake has asked and said, I'm still getting a setup. Are we not going to talk about the IG public session in a month? Yes, since we do have some time, we can have that just before any other business. Okay, so let's move on then. We have a link in the agenda to the ECWG IG proposals for the WESIS Forum. Just for those of you who might not be aware, the WESIS Forum is a conference that takes place in Geneva in March, or it was April or May, sort of in a few months from now. I don't have the actual details in front of me, but it's convened by several UN agencies, including the ITU and others. And last year we had a session that we held over there and that talked about INS stewardship transition and the process used for INS stewardship transition. This year, we discussed during our last call whether we should have something, and on Monday, there was a call of the subgroup that put something together and thought, well, this is probably the right path forward. We had several different topics that we could have dealt with, but the one which seemed to have gathered the most interest was the one about CCWG accountability. So all of the ICANN accountability process, the process itself, and also going into the actual topic itself. So explaining what the different proposals are. Now, following up on this, I sent an email, and that was an action item of that call. I sent an email to the co-chairs of the cross-community working group on accountability. And that email you have received a copy of in your mailbox, and it sets out a little bit more and in a sort of more structured matter what we were looking at doing. So that's all effectively there. And then Nigel Hickson, who I'm not sure if he has joined the call now. Okay, excellent. Nigel Hickson has sent a note, not to all of us, but he's just sent it to me, and we were going to share it on the call, a note that was going to be, we're basically going to file with the workshop proposal. The problem is I can't see it on my screen. I'm a little concerned. Desiree, have you linked this to the agenda, please?
Let me add it to the room right now, because it's so big.
So I did ask that we needed that, and that was effectively the main discussion today was first to look at the, maybe it's going to go on the screen. First discussion was going to be whether, and after having read all the emails, we're all okay with this, if there are any objections or anything that we should amend. And then there's the workshop proposal text. This is the proposed workshop proposal text. And the reason why we're having to do this all so quickly is because our deadline is actually tomorrow. So thankfully, the group managed to come together quickly and come up with a proposal. And Nigel has been very fast as well in taking the overall discussion and coming up with a proposal there. Shall I hand the floor over to Nigel? For him to take us through this, and then we can have a good discussion on this. And it's 2 to the 6th of May. Thanks, Bill, for the Data Voices Forum.
Well,
Nigel Hickson.
Yes. Well, thank you very much. Good afternoon. And I'm sorry, I'm on a noisy road just walking back from the US mission, but I'll be in a building soon. So I'm not on the screen, so I can't see the proposal, but I know what it know what it said. I mean, really, I've just put together the ideas that were expressed during the call and on the very helpful email exchanges. I think this, we don't need too much more than this. We don't need to put in names at this stage, but of course, it's open to suggestions on how it should be formatted or whatever. And also, when I submit it to the ITU, I can respect the time requirements. I don't know whether, Olivier, you've discussed that, but I know that some people wanted it on one day or the other. I mean, I'm not sure how much flexibility there is, but we can at least ask for that. Thank you.
Thanks very much for this, Nigel. Olivier Crapin-Leblanc speaking. And the floor is open now. I personally don't have any specific points regarding the timings because I'm not quite too aware of the ins and outs of WISIS Forum, but others might have some specific thoughts on this. So the floor is open now. Well, so it seems that everything is fine with this then, I guess. I don't see any hands up and nobody is taking the floor, so... Oh, who is this, sorry?
This is Bill trying to talk. Do you hear me?
Yes, Bill. Welcome. Bill Drake.
How are you? I'm using... speaking into a new speaker that I bought for the first time. I hope the sound is good. I personally am, unfortunately, it's late in the afternoon on a Friday, and I'm very maxed out, so I don't really have the bandwidth to WordCraft Right now, I have to go out pretty soon, but and the thing is due tomorrow. So we can send this in as a placeholder, but I suspect that when we go back later on and add names and things like that, we might want to have a description that is a little less sort of like process-oriented and a little bit more grabby and sexy to a audience that doesn't live and breathe ICANN. I mean, what's fundamentally at stake here, right, in the accountability process is that, you know, the U.S. government is relinquishing its stewardship role. ICANN is going to be more independent. Who is it going to be accountable to? How will accountability work in a global multi-stakeholder setting? The community has worked to define a model, blah, 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 blah. Challenges have included X and Y. Something that, like, gives some sense of, you know, the stakes, the complexity, and why this is important to come to, I think might be more helpful than if we just say, like, you know, we're going to talk about how we did something that we haven't defined very much. We will. I mean, right now we're saying it was a big undertaking, and there was face-to-face and virtual dialogue, and a final recommendation was made. But to a lot of people who wander into a WSIS quorum-type meeting, you know, you're from the regulatory authority of Niger or whatever.
We're losing you here.
I'm just saying it might not be entirely obvious to people what we propose to talk about and why it is important. So we could, when we circle back to this later on, perhaps maybe tweak the language a little bit to build a little bit of that flavor in. That's all I'm suggesting. I think it's fine for now as a placeholder, and I can't imagine the ITU telling the ICANN community that it can't have a flock. So we'll have time to work on it later. So I was just expressing a general concern that going forward we might want to.
Thanks very much for this, Bill Olivier. Yeah, no, it's just it sounds like sometimes you walked a little bit away from the machine or you're far away, but otherwise it sounded fine. Just it's Olivier speaking. I think it's entirely you're entirely correct. I mean, this really is a placeholder as to describe the overall theme. Obviously, something that is going to be public-facing and that will go on the website itself will obviously need to have more of an enticing part. And hopefully by then we will know a little bit more on the overall success of this whole mission. I just wanted to add before I pass the floor over to the next person in the queue, to Matthew Shears, that I did get a response from both Thomas Rickert and from Mathieu Weil and also from Leon, Felipe Sanchez. So Leon wouldn't be able to make it because he's obviously pretty far away, but Mathieu Weil and Thomas Rickert both replied very positively and we were very excited, well, maybe not very excited, but they all positively replied and said they would be happy to take part in this. So that's the current feedback. Right. Matthew Shears, you're next.
Okay. Olivier, can you hear me?
Yes, very well, Matthew. Go ahead.
Hello. Thank you. I completely agree with Bill. I mean, to put it kind of crudely or bluntly, I think that, you know, we've now lived through two processes that are effectively multi-stakeholderism in action. And I would like to see this session reinforce that model. I mean, there's a lot of talk in the WSIS resolution from December that talks about the multi-stakeholder model and the value and everything else. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about the value of that model, how it worked, and I think, you know, we can talk a little bit about how it didn't work and what are the lessons learned. I mean, this is an important endeavor from that perspective, because at the end of the day, this is one of the few multi-stakeholder processes that actually does deliver policy decisions, right? Both internal in the ICANN process itself, but we're actually also delivering changes to a governance of an organization. I mean, that's fundamentally changing and delivering on very concrete actions that are being implemented and have long-term consequences. And I think we need to play that up. So I would really like to see us talking about what we've learned and how those lessons can be used in other fora. Thanks.
Thank you, Matthew. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. And I note that Bill said we did a very similar thing with IANA last time. I gather the big difference between this process and the IANA stewardship transition process is that, one, we're much further down the line, so we have learned even further lessons than when we were at this a year ago. But also, I would imagine that the actual solution, you know, the actual proposal itself is quite novel. Having an institution to be, or an organization to be accountable to itself and its stakeholders, and a balance of stakeholder involvement, etc. It's quite novel in two ways. How we reach that point, and what point we are in. So I think we probably will, as Bill said, we might wish to do less on the history, more on where we are. Basically, I think we will have more time in any case, because last year there was also the overall discussion on how things were done in the IETF and how things were done in the regional internet registries. Whilst in here, we really are looking primarily at ICANN accountability. And whilst I do understand that it's really accountability not only to the direct ICANN stakeholders, but also accountability to the rest of the world, maybe that's some of the questions that will be asked, and, you know, some of the tough questions that we would have to answer. So I guess this is just a placeholder to start with. We probably are going to have to develop this a little bit further, and as Bill said, we definitely have to have a better spiel when this will go up on the webpage of the WISIS forum. But until then, I also believe that probably is good enough for our purposes. And I don't see anyone here speaking against the idea of bringing that topic to the WISIS forum. And primarily, I wanted to make sure that it wasn't just an idea of the five people or six or seven people that were on the call last Monday, and that exchange, I would say, a fair number of emails to reach this point. I wanted to make sure that the rest of the group was happy about this. And bearing in mind that this is a cross-community working group, so I'm trying to look at what we did last year and whether we actually needed the agreement of our supporting organizations and advisory committees, and it looks as though we didn't. However, what we will probably have to do is to advise them of this. So that's one of the things that we do need to do, but I can't imagine that any of them will have objected. If there would have been an objection, it would have probably come from the co-chairs of the cross-community working group on accountability, and as I mentioned, the response was very positive. So in fact, I had some email troubles on our side, so as soon as I get those worked out, I will forward the responses if they weren't forwarded to everyone. And that's pretty much it for this topic. Any other points then on this topic? So, Nigel, if you're still on the line, I hope that you are, I gather that this appears to be a green light from the from those people who are on the call, and absent a last-ditch effort to stop this by anyone on the mailing list, you can probably file this with the, I'm not sure, is it the ITU or whoever's in charge of that?
Yes, thank you very much. This is Nigel Hickson. Yes, I mean, thank you for the comments, and indeed it could be made more enticing. I mean, of course, one of the difficulties is that the proposal hasn't actually been submitted yet. So, you know, we're in a bit of a difficult situation, but certainly I'll speak to the ITU and make sure that we have the ability to enhance and improve it before it goes on the website. So we'll certainly do that. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thanks very much for this, Nigel. Olivier Krepanovno speaking, and we can therefore move to our next agenda item. But I wanted to check with you, Nigel, prior to that, whether you were in a position to be able to give us or to provide us input on the discussion of the GAC public safety session this week and the Eurodig preparation. If you are not yet at your destination, then perhaps we can go into the discussion for the public forum topic, which Bill had mentioned earlier. Are you already in a stable location, Nigel?
Well, you know, I've always thought the number 8 bus was very stable, but if we could do the Wittis first, that would be helpful. I mean, sorry, if we could do the Marrakesh first, that would be helpful.
Marrakesh. Okay, fine. Let's do that then. So as Bill mentioned earlier, we have a month now until Marrakesh, and we still need to discuss the topic of our public session in Marrakesh. Now, Bill, you had come up with a number of suggestions, including the one about the internet fragmentation and how that relates to ICANN, and to have a discussion there. I unfortunately haven't got my notes on any of this, so shall I just let you have the floor to explain what you were suggesting, and then see what we can what the group makes up of it.
All right. So again, there's been a little bit of email exchanged about this, and I am not religiously wedded to anything. I was only making a suggestion that we might consider not doing what we always do at every session for the past year and a half, which is talk about WSIS. For one thing, because WSIS is over. There will be follow-up stuff. There will be follow-up meetings. There will be opportunities for some governments to monkey around and try to cause trouble and whatever. But fundamentally, we did get through the December review, and it might be useful to lift our heads up and look around the horizon and say, okay, what else is happening out there in the global internet governance environment that is potentially of importance and relevance to the ICANN community, and which might be interesting to people, because we have these sessions where we pull in 200 people, and a lot of times I feel like I'm looking at, you know, it's all the policy wonks, right, who come to the session, so we end up having this kind of insular conversation, and I think broadening that to more of the ICANN community would be good. And I was just trying to think about, you know, what topics might grab some people's attention as being a little bit more provocative and lending themselves to debate and so on. And so it was in that context I was suggesting that, you know, well, the OECD has this whole discussion that they're going to have around openness. There's been this discussion about fragmentation, which is the flip side going on in various places. There is the Wuzhen summit process, which, while it does not enjoy really widespread buy-in in the international community, it does enjoy the buy-in of two very major countries that have a shared orientation vis-a-vis how the net should be policed, architected, and so on. And so I thought maybe that would be a fertile ground for enticing some people in the conversation. But I'd like to hear from other people because, frankly, I mean, you know, I made some suggestions. Marilyn replied and said, and nobody else has really said much of anything. So I have no idea what people are really interested in doing. I'm not going to try and convince anybody to do something that they're not excited about. I only would like us to maybe do something different from what we have been doing recently. Thank you.
Thanks for this, Bill. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. I was also looking at my notes here, and there was also a suggestion that Thomas Schneider, the chair of the GAC, could speak about the GAC Hackathon event that will have taken place earlier in the week, just providing a quick update, if you want. But that I can't imagine this taking a significant amount of time in that public session. I have spoken to Thomas about this, and he said that if the public session takes place, is it on Wednesday? No, Thursday. If it takes place on Thursday, he would not be able to make it, but he would definitely be able to have one of his vice chairs speak about the high-level event and provide us an update. And on Wednesday, on the other hand, it would be totally impossible for anyone from the GAC to step out of the room because that's the day when they prepare their communique. So no doubt that's a busy day for them. But as you said, I'd be interested in hearing more input and or feedback from others on the call here. So far, it's only been Marilyn and Bill, and it's a little difficult to make decisions on what topics we're going to have. It's traditionally, it's quite well attended, these sessions. We have, there is some interest in internet governance, and it takes a little bit of, it brings a little bit of fresh air in the room because the topics are just sometimes just so focused on one or two different main things that it does get people to think, well, there's something else happening outside our walls as well. So what we had from our previous notes were, perhaps something from the WESIS outcome, and then it was also as the web report presentation, which is the report that Bill has worked on, and then an update on the GAC high-level event. On the format, I think that the format of the what we had last time where we have this roundtable is probably best. Maybe not such a large table as we had last time. I thought it was a little bit difficult. Moderating wise, we could have the usual great moderators that we've had. I think that they've held each time the session very, very well. We only have 75 minutes on this occasion. Okay, so yeah, it's a good point, Bill. We shouldn't have too many people. That's always one of the concerns, having panels of 10, 15 people and then the audience is just sitting there. We really want the audience to participate. We want them as full participants. So perhaps a small number, just a handful of people, to say things and really then have a moderator that goes out to the audience, goes out to the participants and, gets their input and their feedback on this. So, any thoughts on this? Anyone wish to add to this? Are there any objections to this, or is anybody in support of this? So Matthew Shears mentions in the chat that, Matthew, you've put your hand up, so you have the floor.
Yeah, I mean, I realize we only have 75 minutes, and that's not a huge amount of time. And I think in a couple of the last times that we've done this, we have belabored some of the subject a little bit too much, I think. If we want to have, I think there is value in having a kind of a recap of the WSIS, but not, you know, what happened, but more what we still have to pay attention to. I think that's important because we can become complacent about the WSIS and there's still opportunity for mischief there, as others have said on prior calls. So I think there's value in having that, and just to refresh people's memory why it's important. But I do like the idea of perhaps teeing up, you know, maybe two new issues that are of immediate concern to this community. And I think, you know, Bill's suggestion of fragmentation may be a great one. And really try and, if we tee up new ideas, hopefully that will bring a greater level of audience engagement as well. Thanks.
Thanks for this, Matthew. It's Olivia speaking. Anybody else in the queue? So if we look at timings then, one could look at having, if we only have 75 minutes, one could look at having roughly 20 minutes on just a WESIS update and what things to look out for. 30 minutes on the fragmentation paper on the WEF and how that might affect ICANN and domain names. I think maybe looking in particular how that might affect a lot of things on the internet. And then just 10 minutes on the GAC high-level meeting update, perhaps. Just a suggestion for first numbers here. Bill Drake.
So, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm trying to blow off the whistles. I think as an informational thing, certainly having a couple of people highlight, as Matt suggests, a quick update on what were the main outcomes, you know, and reminder why we spent a lot of the last year worrying about this and taking note of what is significant and then, you know, about the outcome and why it matters, and then move on. So I think 15 to 20 minutes on that. And then do a second thing. And the second thing, it's not about, I'm sure you're speaking loosely, Olivier, so let me just say, it's not about the fragmentation paper. The topic would be broader. It would be trends, the debate about fragmentation versus openness, you could put it that way. Right, and then like the description could mention Wu Zhen and some of the other, you know, and maybe one or two bullet points to illustrate of what is being referred to there, and taking note that the OECD ministerial will be debating this somewhat in June, and will adopt, you know, as the OECD ministerials do, some sort of a text afterwards that will presumably have language on this. And I know that Penny Pritzker, the U.S. Secretary of Commerce, and ANSIP from the European Commission are both discussing that. And, of course, this feeds into a whole bunch of other things going on as well, like the safe harbor negotiations. So, you know, if you do sort of like, as I think Matt said, 20, 30, and then, you know, open. But I would say, the only thing I would say is that the time to discuss should be built into those two chunks. And make sure that we don't end up, overloading again. We had one session where, you know, we went a good half hour over our time allotment. We really don't want to do that. So if we've got 75 minutes, let's concisely do the setup. Let's have one or two people who were involved in WSIS do a quick summary of the main outcomes and why they matter. Let's open to the floor, take 10 minutes of discussion, 15, whatever, turn to the next topic, spend a half hour on that, boom, we're out. That's what I would do.
Thank you, Bill. It's Olivia speaking. I'm putting notes together at the moment. So just to repeat, first part, 20 minutes on WESIS, its main outcomes, what to look out for in the future. And the second part with about 30 minutes on WEF, that doesn't look solely at fragmentation, but with the debate about fragmentation versus openness. You mentioned the OECD debate on this. Is that a debate that is linked to the WEF?
No. The OECD ministerial meeting in Mexico in June will be talking, if this is a follow-up to the ministerial meeting held in Seoul in 2008, which adopted a declaration of principles and other stuff, if you remember, and also inaugurated the OECD shift towards a form of multi-stakeholderism by having the technical community and civil society recognized as groupings to participate in their internet discussions in the way that business and labor unions historically have in the other parts of the OECD. So this will be, I think, a significant event, and even though, you know, much of it will be pre-cooked, I mean, I know that, I mean, I've read the OECD's got a draft report on the open internet. What does that mean? And how do we preserve it? Which goes also directly to the questions that we raised in the fragmentation paper. And so there's two levels to this, right? There's the broader level of challenges and threats to preservation of a relatively open internet on the one hand. And then there's second level is the specific items that come up in the context of names and numbers. So and particularly, I suppose, with the namespace. So, it would be nice to have somebody on the podium or at the table who has a good handle on things like blocking in the DNS and other types of sources of fragmentation and open up a discussion about, how should the ICANN community view this issue and engage with this issue and help support the international community's efforts. Because there are a lot of people out there, and I don't mean to talk too long, there are a lot of people out there talking about these issues who really would not know very much about what happens within the ICANN sphere, which is of direct relevance to the discussions they're having. So we could, I think, contribute in the way that we contributed to NetMundial, I don't mean drafting a text, but at least by formulating having some discussion that leads to some reported outputs that might be useful. So.
Thanks, Bill. Olivier speaking. You mentioned the Wishan conference. How does that fit in with this discussion?
I need to stop unmuting my mic. It takes too much. Bye-bye, Alan. Thank you. Wuzhen, as you know, the governments of China and Russia both articulated a strong view that the global governance of the Internet does not serve their interests and needs to be reformed on the basis of national sovereignty is an overarching baseline, and that they want international arrangements that recognize the ability of nation states, i.e. governments, to have full scope to take whatever actions they deem necessary in any context with full political legitimacy. And this is to include such things as, blocking data localization, blocking domain names, talking up alternative ways of managing numbers at the national level, perhaps a multilateral entity. There's a number of different things. I mean, the Chinese are, the Chinese government, they have their concern. And it's, you could say, it's a legitimate concern, but it's part of the mix. And I think a lot of people in the ICANN community would have views about this. It's quite important. And I won't mute again.
Okay, thanks for this, Bill. It's Olivier speaking. So the way I've heard it, then the topic itself would be a debate about fragmentation versus openness. And there would be three inputs or four inputs to this. One, the input as WEF fragmentation. The other one, the OECD debate on this topic. Thirdly, the context specifically in the names and numbers. And fourthly, the Wishan input on this. The only concern that I have about this is that it seems to be a lot of input for just 30 minutes. And I wonder whether we will just be pressed for time at that point. Just explaining all this might take 30 minutes before the floor is even open for discussions. But that's sort of my feedback on this. We obviously don't need to focus and have a firm agenda today, but that's, I guess, a good start that we can share with the mailing list. Bill Drake.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you. Obviously, there's a lot of issues here, and you can do this at length, or you can do it very concisely, and it just depends on the context. Our challenge here is to make things fit into a small amount of time. Therefore, the setup of the thing would have to be something that was planned rather than kind of ad hoc, off-the-cuff kind of thing, where the time was used well. And the discussion highlighted two or three points after a bit of setup that are of direct relevance to the ICANN community, and then solicited community thoughts and concerns about those. We don't have to cover everything. We don't have to go into the details of all the different ways in which fragmentation occurs or the ways in which different people might conceptualize openness. Hopefully the OECD will have shared its paper by then, because right now it's still in deep background. But in any event, I think what we can do is frame the issue and then bring it down to a small set of items that we want to elicit discussion on. And I think it's manageable.
Okay, Bill, thanks for this. And finally, the other suggestion, or the suggestion to close off that face-to-face meeting in Marrakesh was to have that 10 minutes update on the GAC high-level meeting. Is that something which people on this call feel is would be helpful? I can see Matthew Shear saying 5 minutes. Okay, we can do it at 5 minutes. That's fine. So just a brief summary of what's happened in the GAC high-level and what their takeaway is from it, I think is probably the best way to call it. GAC high level meeting takeaways. Okay, right. Well, we've moved a little bit forward on this. I'm not, as I said, we're not going to finalize this agenda on this call today, but it's, I think we've moved the thing a little bit further today, and let's share it with the mailing list. Obtain some feedback, and then continue on this next week. I'm just mindful of the time at the moment. Bill, you wanted to say a few more things?
No, I did not.
Could I? Okay. It's Nigel. Nigel Hickson. Go ahead.
Sorry, I'll be very, very brief. It will be a good idea in the next couple of weeks, really, to put at least some sort of broad outline on the ICANN timeline, so people can see what this session's about. I mean, we don't have to go into detail. We don't have to put people's names down, but it might be a good idea to put the broad topics of internet fragmentation, you know, as a topic, because I think it's very relevant. It's very political. It's very strong, and I think it will be useful to have that down.
Yes, thanks for this, Nigel. It's Olivier speaking, and I'm just typing it at the moment in the chat, not in the chat, but in the one of the note pods that we have. So we've got this at the moment captured, and then we'll follow it up on the mailing list, and hopefully by the end of next week, we can then have an overall outline that we can add, obviously, to the Marrakesh timeline, or Marrakesh agenda, let's call it. Okay, so, right, we've moved a bit forward on this. Now, we have 10 more minutes left for the discussion on the GAC public safety session and the Eurodig presentation, or preparation, sorry. And Nigel, have you now reached some place that is more conducive to you providing an update than where you were before?
Yes, well, thank you very much. I'm still in a rather noisy environment, but I'll... I think I can be fairly brief, and what we can promise to do is to circulate notes of both the in fact what I'm going to give you an update on, because I don't have an update on the Eurodig meeting, unfortunately, but I have an update on the right meeting that took place. This was a meeting of RIPE NCC and governments, and I can go over the topics of that. And the GAC Public Safety Working Group, which took place as well. On the right meeting, this was a meeting, and of course there might be someone on the chat. I'm not on the line, so you know, if there's anyone from right that can give us an update, that'd be fantastic. But this is a fairly regular initiative of right, an excellent initiative that they do in Brussels, where they update the attachés in Brussels from the different permanent representatives on various internet governance issues, and this week on the 26th, so that was a Tuesday, I think they had 65 representatives from missions or permanent representatives present. There was a long discussion on IANA, as you might expect, on the IANA transition process and the associated accountability proposal and where that was. There were inputs from various people in that meeting, including some of the country code top level domain representatives that were also present, and there was a discussion around you know, the timing of that, how critical the timing of this the delivery of these documents were to the overall transition process. There's also a discussion on the Internet of Things. This is, I think, an emerging theme that we will probably perhaps return to in due course on this group, because it's beginning to dominate a number of agendas for various forums, whether it be the, you know, the IGF or the European Union or whatever. So the meeting touched on the Internet of Things. And it also looked at the who is the ICANN or the registrar provisions for displaying data concerning the ownership of domain names, and the extent to which that information is available or not available. It debated some of the ICANN issues surrounding that. I mean, this is a closed meeting for government, so we'll as I say, we will report, but obviously we won't be able to go into detail about who said what or things like that, because it's you know, it's not an open meeting. The GAC Public Safety Working Group is more open. That's the Public Safety Working Group is one of the working groups of GAC. They often meet at ICANN meetings, during ICANN meetings, and they are going to meet in Marrakesh again in March. But they took the advantage, I think, of many folks being in Brussels this week on the internet governance front to have a session there. And they discussed a number of issues. They had a number of presentations. They had a presentation from EURID, which is the .eu registry, a very successful registry on cyber attacks, cyber security issues. They had a briefing from Europol, the European police coordination network, of course. They had a discussion with the European Commission on data retention and perhaps on, I would have thought, on the data protection regulation as well, which is coming in. Whether they touched on safe harbour, I don't know, but I'll try and find out. I mean, that would have been something I would have thought they would have discussed. And they also had a presentation from Reich on their work. So I understand it was a very successful meeting with a lot of representatives from governments there. So as I say, we will certainly circulate something. I physically wasn't in Brussels this week, but Anne Rochelle was there for some of the meetings, and I think there were other people from the internet or from the ICANN community there as well. So we'll try and assemble some information concerning those sessions. And thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you very much, Nigel. Olivier Clapin-Ablos speaking, and the floor is open for any questions or comments or anything else, really. I don't see anyone putting their hands up on your report. It sounds like a very, very busy week indeed in Brussels. Whilst people think of any questions they might have, I can provide a brief feedback on the Eurodig preparation. I was also in Brussels, but at the beginning of the week and left on Wednesday whilst everyone else was coming for the rest of the week. So it was rather interesting. The week was very, the Monday and Tuesday were very busy for Eurodig. Just to let you know, that's the European Dialogue and Internet Governance. It's widely understood widely understood to be the European IGF. It's the moment when most participants in IGFs and local IGFs go and meet in their location. This year it's going to take place in Brussels. On the Monday, there was a meeting of the organizing team with the host team. The main host is EURID, and there's also the European Commission being one of the main hosts. There are several Eurodig partners also who were there, so the Council of Europe, Ofcom, which is the Swiss Ofcom, the European Broadcasting Union, RIPE NCC, ISOC, ICANN, and also Euralo, the European At-Large Organization. Now that's in that capacity that I attended the meeting. The funding all seems to be worked out quite well. There is obviously a lot of work to be done with the communication strategy for all partners. I think everyone wants this to be a very large meeting, and so due to the fact that it is in Brussels and there are so many policy makers and decision takers in Brussels, including the European Commission, European Parliament, Council of Europe, and others, so that's going to be quite high level, and it's good to see that the work is progressing well on this. The second day, there was a public planning meeting that took place in the center of the town, and the moment of the time now was not at actually selecting any workshops in particular, but actually going through the more than 100 workshops that have been sent, that have been proposed, and seeing if they can be put together. So if some workshops are similar to each other, there can certainly be some merging of workshops, or at least merging of themes at the moment. The merging of workshops will take place a bit later. So that's how it went forward, and that because there were a lot of people who were present, some people had workshops in play, and they were actually quite pleased with the way that the workshops were somehow merged, or the topics were put together. We want to avoid what happened somehow last year, where sometimes there were several sessions that treated pretty much the same topic, and so some sessions ended up being very poorly attended. And then finally, in the evening, the organizing team, the drafting team worked on the Eurodig statutes. It's still a very young organization, and the statutes need rewriting in order to be able to allow for a growth of members, and the overall growth of the organization itself. Originally, if I can remind you, the Eurodig was a very small affair, maybe 100, 150 people that attended the meetings. Now we're looking at several hundred people attending the meetings. So all of this has to be taken into account. That's all the feedback on Eurodig. So questions on the GAC week or the Eurodig preparation or whichever. And I did see Andreas from ICANN there. So someone from ICANN was there. And Jean-Jacques Saïd was also present. Any questions or comments?
Olivia, Nigel here. Just one question on the Eurodig in Brussels. Is there a specific date? Sorry, perhaps you said and I missed it, but
I didn't say the date. No, not yet. I wished I had written it down somewhere. I'm just wondering whether it's not on the. It's not already. Yeah. Hey, we haven't got it. I thought I had written it down somewhere. I haven't got it, unfortunately, so I'll have to come back to you on this, Nigel. Sorry.
No problem.
Because it isn't on the website yet, and unfortunately, I haven't got my notes from Eurodig. So I was doing all this from memory somehow. But it's likely to be in June sometime, which it usually is, so... Any other questions or comments? I don't see anyone else with their hand up, so I guess we can end this call. Just finding out for next week, we need a doodle. Desiree, do we have any specific dates? Are there any dates, by the way, for any time to avoid? Thanks, Bill. So June 9 and 10, the next Eurodig. Thanks for this, Bill Drake. Are there any dates next week which people cannot make that we have to avoid specifically? I don't see anyone putting their hand up. The NCPH Intersessional is 3, 4, 5 of February, so that's the beginning of the week, I believe. January, February. No, it's the middle. Maybe the end of the week, okay. Desiree, please, yeah.
I was going to say it was at the end of the week, so do we want to change the usual call?
It really depends on the timings. Let's just do a doodle with our usual timings, and then we'll see, because I'm a bit... concerned about having things so close together at the moment, we're going to run out of topics. No, I'm laughing, but Thursday perhaps would be a good time. So Matthew Shears and Greg Shatton would be busy at the NCPH. If we have extended timings, you might be able to find an hour here or there and see if we can just have the call during that hour. Because I'm also traveling sometime on that week as well, and Monday, Tuesday are very full for me. So Monday is basically out of the question, so it'd have to be Tuesday or more. Bill Drake?
Could we try progressing things online a bit? We've been doing, you know, we do a lot of these phone calls with 5 to 7, 8 people and try to plan these things and finding a time that works for everybody is always difficult. And meanwhile, many of the people who have subscribed to the list and are supposed to be members of the cross-community working group are not engaged. So I think that if we could try to shift the balance towards doing a little bit more asynchronous and relying a little bit less on these 1 hour meetings to get everything done, it might be useful. It's just a thought.
Thanks, Bill. Absolutely agreed. It's Olivier speaking, but short of paying people for being on this call, I'm not sure how we'll manage to get more things done on the week, on the mailing list itself. One thing I will do, you see on the pod on the top right-hand corner of your screen, I've put the proposed public forum session, public session in Marrakesh. I will send that email immediately after this call to the mailing list and hopefully generate some feedback on this. And I'll also advise everyone that Nigel has received the green light to proceed forward with sending that proposal for the WESIS forum. And with this, it is 4 minutes past the top of the hour, so Desiree, doodle as per usual dates, and apart from this, I'd like to thank you all for coming on the call and adjourn the call until next week. So thanks very much and have a good weekend.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.